Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is The Lois Effect. My name is Alisa.
My name is Aliz.
Hello.
And who's the president? We still don't know.
I know, right?
crazy girl. I have never, and I've asked a lot of people, and they have said the same thing. Do you ever recall not waking up the next day after an election not knowing who the hell the president was?
Mm-mm.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. Yep. Damn. Oof. I mean, we're really back to the Confederacy and the Yankees, like, for real. I mean, we might get in trouble. You know, we're like on opposite lines. I mean, my goodness. Don't forget to write, Bo. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Oh.
I know. Yeah. It's really funny, like, or ironic, or I don't know what the word is. So for the other podcast that I do, the comedy one, we typically record that on Thursday nights, and the premise of, this what we do is such a class act compared to the shit show that we do at night. But anyway, it's funny because for the exception of my son, who's also a co-host, there's four of us. It's called the Coping in NYC podcast. That's what it's about. It's about coping in New York during COVID, and it's with two of my dearest friends who happen to live together and happen to live in my building, and they're performers and producers and amazing. And so we're friends, we're colleagues, we adore each other. And my son, who's also an actor, I'm the only one who's behind the scenes. So, of course, I'm the one who thought of the podcast and producing it. But I say all of that because while we're talking about coping in New York and all the craziness, they have no idea, with the exception of my son, that I'm Undercover Lover with you and do this podcast for now 11 years. My friend Jimmy, who's our co-host, who I adore, he's a staunch atheist, but so kind and so fabulous, and I adore him. But I just don't want to take the energy to explain what it is that we do here on The Lois Effect and how I – hello, because do we even know what we do here? It's such a vulnerable, intimate journey, I think, for anybody that has come to this point of awakening in their journey, in their life. Whether it's you as a child, you know, you had multiple car accidents, you got into esoteric study since you were a very young child, as did I. I got very, very sick like 15 years ago, and I knew I was rejecting these energies flooding. And I don't really want to explain that to
right.
people that are going to, you know, say, can you prove that in a court of law? No, I can't. And I don't want to get into that. So I say all that because we sit around live. I mean, the show is pre-recorded, but we sit around live eating a meal. And it also ends with the song, because one of the other co-hosts, Susie, she has an alter ego who is a depraved lounge singer. And so she shows up at the end, and she always sings the song, but the song always ties into, like, we have like very lame segues to tie into the song. And we don't know what song for her to sing, because she said, well, if Biden wins, she'll sing this song, but if Trump wins, she'll sing this other song. Or if Biden wins, she'll cook this meal, because she's also, like, she cooks when we eat our meal, because we sit around the table eating, talking, and doing the podcast. It's crazy. So she's like, well, if Trump wins, I'm going to make something bitter. And she's Italian, and she's Sicilian. And if Joe wins, then she's going to throw down and make Italian food. So we have no idea. So things that people were like, it was contingent upon, okay, the result. We still don't know. I think we must know by tomorrow, don't you think?
I don't know. Some of these states are dragging it out. They're like, well, we have some other things we need to make sure we counted correctly. And I mean, even Georgia, we're not decided yet.
I was watching. I had those CNN all last night, right before bed. I'm like, okay, a bitch needs to know. Let me just click on the CNN. And you and many other dear people to me who live out in Georgia, mm-hmm. and they had the Secretary of State on, and they showed actually. It was very impressive. They had cameras in the room where they were all tabulating the votes and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it must have been, I don't know, 11:30 at night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is going to be by a strand of DNA.
Thank you to Marguerite and to Jay. Marguerite is in the chat room, and she said they say we should know from Nevada today. And all Biden needs, he just needs one more state. He needs Nevada.
Oh, all right, girl. Thank you, Marguerite. Okay, good. I have no idea.
Yeah, he's like at, I think, 263 votes from
wow.
Electoral College. So he just needs
right,
270.
Right.
So right. One more state for him would do it.
So many things that have never gone before taking place all in one little, crammed into one little year.
Right.
I mean, how much? and then you think of the people that, December 31st, 2019, 11:59 to 2020, the best year ever. That's why I've been saying this for years, though. Like, don't be saying that's going to be the best year ever. Don't say that. Now we know why. Don't say that.
And Ooh. Along the same lines, don't say worst year ever at the end either, because they're like, oh,
that's
well,
right.
We can top this. We can top this.
Oh, girl. I am so I'm like that old hooker with the cigarette. Like, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, tell me I'm pretty. Yeah, all right. Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, you're right. This, as crazy as it seems, this can be taught. But it's so interesting, and I might have touched on this the last show. Oh, my God, and I feel so much. I mean, the difference of sleep. I was on fumes Tuesday's show. Less fumey today, praise be. But I was talking a little bit about, I'm so grateful that I'm getting booked work and all of that, and I'm noticing a shift. I think content creators and producers want to be more inclusive in who they're hiring for their crew. Thank you. Hello. So that's been a plus, but also in the content. So I know I had mentioned the animated series that I'm in the final stages of casting, and the lead, as I said the last time, is non-binary black teenager. Yay. Right. And I am patting myself on the back. I think I got them, but we want to hire 18 to play younger. I talked about that too. Mm-hmm. Because there's all these child labor laws that we just don't have time for that. And there are, it's incredible. There, I mean, look at who plays Bart Simpson, Yardley Smith.
Yes, it's a woman. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a woman, and she's been doing it for over 30 years. So
right.
She's, like, you know, in her 50s, and she's still playing Bart. So mm-hmm. It's incredible how the spectrum of voice talent that's out there. And, yes, I'm patting myself on the back because I think I sent them, like, 6 to 8 options. And what I did, because you don't want to ask somebody, you know, what do you consider yourself on the spectrum? You know, straight or non-binary, whatever. But this is what I did. I said, I requested that they, when they, you know, slate, which is a slate is when you say your name and where you're from or who your agent is or whatever, slate your preferred pronouns. Wasn't that smart?
Mm-hmm.
That, smart. That's how I knew. Hello? Because I don't want to say it. Hello? So I sent them, so I pat myself on the back because I sent them, I think, at least 6, if not 8 choices. But I say all of that because this is a dystopian animation taking place, I think, like 30 years into the future. And it is a society where everything ties into water and the sanctity of water, the scarcity of water, the healing power of water, and it ties all into greed, social injustice. So it's very interesting to see what's being developed now during these times, and that what I'm asked to be, you know, to participate in helping to fulfill that vision. And they got a huge, well, I mean, huge for indie content creation, but they got a very sizable grant from the Ford Foundation. So this is paid for, which is very interesting. And then on Sunday, I got a call from a dear, dear friend who's also a brilliant writer as well. And she said, I wrote a feature. It's at a couple production companies. I'd like you to read it. And I'd like you to cast it. I'm like, oh, my God, praise
wow.
me. Wow. Right? So, but the point, I'm like, yes, mommy needs work, yes. And then and when you get on a film early and when it's still in development, it has a longer shelf life in terms of being on a gig. And it's not meaning, oh, I'm on a payroll and I get a check weekly. No, it doesn't work like that at all. The money part is the least of it to me. Although it's important, but when I'm actively attached to a project, the longer the better, multiple projects, what have you, because my bread and butter is, oh, be a guest casting director for this class, be on this panel, judge this film festival. That's bread and butter money. So to me, that's so one feeds the other. But the whole point of what I'm saying is, excuse me, is that this was such a riveting read. I just finished reading the script. Takes place 20 years from now. Dystopian society. But this is a live action feature film. And it's really taking these issues that we're dealing with, but putting it into almost like a Mad Max Blade Runner kind of context where unless you have the documentation to prove that you are a pure American, you're going to be taken out.
What?
Yep. And the lead, oh, yeah, this is so – it's crazy when you could read or watch a film, a dystopian film set, you know, not too far into the future and or watch a show like The Handmaid's Tale, even in its first season where you're like, wow, this could so be possible, but, you know, not really. And then season 4, you're like, this is tomorrow, right?
Mm-hmm.
So same thing with this. It's set in 2040. And the lead is a 20-year-old Latina that is on the run because she has to, I think the state of California is the only state that will allow sanctuary. Everything else is closed or something like that.
Okay.
But it was one of the most riveting reads that I've ever experienced when I've been approached with the script. Like, riveting. Like, I was, like, worried for, and she's pregnant, like, 8 months pregnant, and I'm worried for her. And I'm worried for her. And what this girl goes through, I'm worried for her and her unborn child. And crazy. So you're seeing the content that's being made now that, or the deals that are being made now, rather, for content that will come out in 2021. So a lot of people just think, oh, this is coming out. They don't think about, well, they wrote this screenplay 2 years ago.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like the things, the steps that need to, you know, it takes a lot of time to get something off the ground, especially if it's on the independent level. Yeah, and what's crazy is that some major production companies have this script. It doesn't mean that they're going to make it, but it made the first cut that it's even on someone's desk that could push it through.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very surprised, and I don't think I'm saying anything. You know what? Sue me, because I don't. Who listens to the show? Anyway, it's fine. Who in Hollywood listens to this show? I don't think anybody. Anyway, doesn't matter. But I was very impressed to hear that one of the production companies that has this to look at it, to consider it, to whatever, is Kevin Hart's production company.
Oh.
And I was very surprised because I'm like, okay, see? He's a businessman. But this is very, very much like the 2021 version of like a Mad Max, but with people of color.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and again, Latina female lead, and like 20% of the film's in Spanish.
Wow.
I mean, with subtitles, but I'm like, and that's interesting. So it's interesting. I mean, what's interesting is that on both projects, both times, so these are two different people who've known me for a long time. They're like, you've been talking about inclusivity since the late 90s in this industry. I'm like, damn right. So they're seeing like it's not someone that's rebranding themselves to get hired.
Right.
They're seeing somebody who's been in the wings all along, you know, in my own little lane, supporting work that I believe in.
Right.
So it's not about when, it's about truth. So I've always stepped in my truth. And then whatever side hustle you have to do to support your truth, you'll do that. You know? Mm-hmm. And I really haven't had the time to put into my side hustles, which is crazy, because I'm actually working in my field. And the irony is that this is happening in our political climate and during Corona, where I think there's just an outrage by content creators, particularly content creators of marginalized or suppressed voice, whether it's a cultural identity, gender identity, or a combination thereof, or somebody with a disability or what have you, just marginalized voices. There is such a swing toward creative expression. And in my little tiny little corner of the world in the industry, okay, because I am the art indie girl, so I can't really compare it to the studio system. That's the total opposite end of the spectrum. If I'm seeing this, I can only imagine that is part of a greater ripple effect. You know, mm-hmm. I'm in the creek someplace, but that started in like the Pacific Ocean.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So that tells me that is going to be very, very, very interesting content coming out in 2021. And then I'm also very curious, I mean, a lot is taking place in real time, of Corona-related content. Like, how many Corona stories are we going to have to endure? Probably for the rest of our lives.
Right.
You know,
right.
Meanwhile, we're living it.
Right.
So, very interesting. But the stark dystopian nature, corrupt politics projects reflect that. And once a cartoon. It's crazy.
Mm.
Yeah. It's very interesting, you know, when you look and you see what's happening, you know, underground. And I would hope that there's going to be some great comedy out there and other things, you know, that we laughter is what's saving us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Interesting. I find it very interesting.
Well, we do have a couple of things in the chat room. We have Lil Fairy.
Hey, Lil Fairy.
Has come back online here, and she says hello, Liz and Elisa. Excuse me. I saw the guy I had noticed at the end of September when he came to my workplace last week.
Oh.
I didn't recognize him at first, but felt his energy was familiar when I sensed he was staring at me a little.
Yes.
I don't know if there will be opportunities to connect with this guy because I only saw him again after more than a month. Any insight, please? Thanks.
Okay. Well, the dating gods don't know from time, right? You did feel him stare at you. Yay. And, you know, that and that really isn't your imagination, because a lot of times we'll think, well, were they looking at you? Yeah, they were looking at you. So I think that's the brightest takeaway. And I would say that if you – okay. It's funny because Lois is like, use this analogy. I'm like, okay. Okay, thank you, Lois. So if you imagine with the when you check on your computer to see how strong the Wi-Fi is, and sometimes you'll see that it's the bandwidth is very, very low, so maybe your connection is going to be slower. Okay, that's funny. Thanks, Lois. I get it. Okay. No, I get it. Okay. I'm like, why is she telling me that? Okay, so your connection is going to be a little bit slower, whatever. Imagine that you are a self-contained, like you're your own Wi-Fi service provider. You're literally your own hotspot because you're hot. Yes. So you are your own self-contained hotspot. And this guy is only one remote signal. And when you know, when you go into your settings, you know, you find a signal, join a provider, whatever. There are multiple ones. Some are locked. Some you need a password for. Some just automatically connects. So I find that Lois has given me a very interesting analogy. So it's really about saying to yourself in your energetic field and your consciousness, like, this is a full-spectrum broadband. This is great. And that if you just put it to the altar of healing and support and manifestation, again, and I'm being reminded energetically that, and I do the same thing, Little Fairy, where we put almost all of our energetic romantic eggs into one basket, and we don't even know the person's name. So it could be this guy, but more importantly, it's about expanding your field because it's showing you that you are taking baby steps to allow someone in. And it's great that this guy noticed you. But we don't know if it goes any further or you get to know each other or whatever, if he's going to be someone to invest all of your focus on. Now, I'm not mad at someone not being Mr. Right, but being Mr. Right Now, because there's a lot of value in that. I mean, I'm living that right now. I'm with somebody that clearly I don't see a future with. And that's perfect, because I can't get into nothing with nobody with no future right now. Okay? But she's busy. She got stuff going on. My kids turned into Cain and Abel. I got stuff happening. She's busy. She got stuff to do. But do I enjoy a bright spot during Corona, especially with somebody with antibodies? Hell yes. Am I enjoying someone that I really have fun with as a friend? Absolutely. Am I making up for lost time for the decades that I was off the market and didn't even know how to socialize in that way as a single, independent woman and sexual being? Hell yes. So this is all remedial learning for me, because I had no idea. I was pulled off the market at 25. 30 years later, I'm like, So... Home Alone, like Home Alone realness, like, I don't know how to do this. So I'm so grateful that I course corrected myself energetically to not fall into a rabbit hole that all of a sudden I diminish the wholeness of who I am, body, mind, spirit, because a guy's paying attention to me. So, and specifically with this guy, and this could be a good thing or a bad thing, I'm not judging. With this guy, energetically, he seems very, very sweet, very kind. I don't know the degree of how mature he is. That's just like a little hit that I'm getting in terms of energetic insight. And there's nothing wrong with that, because it's not like, you have to, start a college fund for my ovaries. I was like, thank you. I mean, that's not happening. So anyway, Lisa, you take it now.
Where are we going with this?
What I'm saying is, yeah, it's okay. He could be missing. Yeah, but there'd be open. Be open with your Wi-Fi. Because it may not be him, but you're being open, you're being conscious,
right?
Like that's like loving yourself,
right? No, I agree.
Yeah.
And she's been typing in here, and this is stuff that we've, it's the same kind of
question
and hit and energy that she, because she's just sort of commenting on it, and we're pretty much always saying the same thing,
right?
It's just like, continue to be open. And,
yeah.
And so that the insight is going to be pretty much the same, because it's the same situation. She wrote some things here. She said, I thought it was my imagination.
No.
He works in the same organization as mine, but different department.
Oh.
Seems he is quiet. I don't know. So sure. That's a tidbit we didn't know. We didn't know he worked in the same organization.
Oh, girl. I didn't know if he was the UPS guy, or I don't know what
right,
he was. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And then she also wrote, makes sense. I will stay open to other opportunities, although I like this guy's energy. Well, of course you like the guy's energy. I mean, that's why
that's
he keeps coming around. It's the energy. It may not necessarily be the guy.
Right.
It's the energy. Raven put, should be password protected.
Thank you. Right. That's right. Password. Right. And the password is C-H-A-S-T-I-T-Y. Belt. Right. Password protected. Oh, I could have said something else, so I kept it clean.
I would say that's probably why Lois was using that type of image, the whole thing with, broadband and the signal strength. And so
right,
like,
all
every
that,
so
right.
often you see this guy and it's, you know, and you didn't even recognize him, you had said, but you like the energy. So it's kind of nice that you're just going to be responding to the energy.
Right.
And don't attach too much to it, but just pay attention to it. Because if you're looking for that guy who apparently works in your same organization, you've only seen him, like, you know, once every month or so. You're looking for that same guy, but this guy didn't even, you didn't recognize him at first. So it is about
good
the
point.
Energy.
Right.
So just keep that open. And that's, you know, that as it shows up, as it, meaning the energy, shows up as you're tuned into that and not hooked on one particular person, but just the energy, that's when you start seeing more and more of it, or you start recognizing it. And then the next step is trusting it or seeing what you want to do with it. So maybe this slow drip is what you needed, you know, to begin with. But yeah, I think it's getting out of the usual mindset of, oh, I got to look for that one guy, which is still exciting. There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, it's fun.
But I think it's interesting that she didn't even recognize him this time around. It took
right.
like it took her a moment.
Right.
So I think that's just something to keep in mind and just to flow. And it's brilliant, the whole Wi-Fi thing.
Oh, well, yeah. I couldn't take credit for that. Right.
You've gotta be in the right position, you know, to get a stronger signal. And right now it's kind of weak.
Yeah.
You know, right now it's kind of weak. It's kind of intermittent, and
right.
maybe you don't
right,
have the
right,
right password.
Right.
You know.
Right. Right.
But you're at least aligning with this type of energy.
Right.
So that's a step in the right direction, and just keep
right.
holding on to that, or just keep focusing on that and not so much the form that it takes, because
right.
I think you start to appreciate maybe a lot more that's already in front of you or around you.
Right.
So she says, thank you. So good.
Yeah.
Switching gears a little bit.
Yeah.
Raven said, her heart cath is scheduled for Friday, the 13th. So I told her that we'd be sending her good luck vibes and healing good vibes. So,
yep. Yes.
We'll keep you in our,
all right, good
in our
to know.
For Friday.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She got this. She's a champ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Wow.
Nice to have Lois poke her head in there. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, she poked her head, and then guess it must have been Tuesday night. I think her energy kind of showed up a little bit in my, I can't even call it a dream.
Mm-hmm.
There was some stuff going on Tuesday night where, I mean, there was some multidimensional shifting, so much clearing, I think it's fallout from that full moon. But I kind of felt her part of this divine intelligence that was kind of like on the sidelines. And it was, and it was weird. It was like, how do I describe this so it makes sense? Because, again, everything is nonlinear and nonverbal, right? But it was almost like these very clearly outlined shadows of experience, meaning recognizing and acknowledging the past patterns, and moving past them, and it felt like this was like forward motion, like almost like I was on a, and this is not correct at all, it's not accurate, but I can't, almost like I'm on a conveyor belt or something that's just moving me, you know, I'm just being moved, and it wasn't a conveyor belt, but just being glided through all this stuff that's like the passing, and I remember not hearing, because you don't hear anything, but getting the energetic communication that oh, this is ascension. You're ascending right now. I'm like, what? I'm like, okay. What? But it was a snippet. It was a lot, and I think I purposely drifted out of consciousness because it was then it got faster and faster, and it was very accelerated. But I kind of felt like she's like, oh no, this is what's going on.
Hmm.
This is okay. I'm like, all right, thanks. Thanks. Oh, okay, don't know what quite to do with this, but. And who's? And could you guys tell me who's president? No? Okay. I'm not going to get... Okay. All right. Okay. Thanks. It's a lot. It's a lot. And then you wake up and then you're dealing with, you know, chaos and chaos in life or things to manage or things, obligations, whatever. And then you're like, wait a minute. And what was that about?
Right.
Crazy.
Right.
Right. Crazy. But it was very vivid. It was like, okay, pay attention. Stuff's changing. But it's managing, you know, it's managing the old with the present with the new.
Mm.
You know? I don't know. I mean, I know so much less than I did coming into all of this. Now I don't know a damn thing. Now I don't know a damn thing. That's where we are, kids. Don't know a damn thing.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And what helps when things are anxious or things are really getting your attention or in a impactful way. And maybe sometimes not the best scenario or the most positive. I got the guidance to just tell myself, that's not real.
Mm-hmm.
And keep it moving. It's not real. It's not real. It's okay. This is growth. This is learning. This is okay. You're not stuck. But just because I had the impression of ascension, right, doesn't mean that all that has landed. So that's why I'm saying coping with the past, the present, and the future all at once. Maybe that's part of the ascension process. I have no idea. But it's not anything that, oh, it's all healed. And I saw something on Instagram maybe early when I woke up today about self-care doesn't necessarily mean a massage and a cup of tea. That self-care could also mean discipline. And I thought that was very interesting that you're gonna push through whatever resistance, laziness, whatever you want to call it, to know that you're pushing through the resistance because you're investing in a higher vibration, higher consciousness, and the work that comes with that. So I thought that was very interesting. Discipline is self-care. So all those things.
Well,
it was crazy. Yeah.
That makes sense. I think in the last week, my my skin has flared up again, like the
wow.
eczema and stuff has flared up again, like I'm on my hands. Now, hands, plural, used to be just the right hand, and now my left hand, just in one spot on my finger, at the joint, second joint, has this little patch on it, like it's just a very itchy patch. And I tried to, well, in my mind, trying to justify, oh well, I'm going to just be extravagant this one day, you know, of eating what I don't need to be eating, and it's flaring up big time. It's like, no, not even that. You don't get a cheat day. So as I go into the holidays, in a sense,
girl,
you know, that whole season.
Yeah.
I need to be much more mindful and vigilant about agreeing. You know, like, oh yeah, I can let that slide. I'm like, no. Like this weekend, I'm going up to a cabin with my family.
Right.
And you know, I've got to plan ahead as much as I can, because we're leaving at some point tomorrow, probably tomorrow afternoon. But
right,
okay, I need to just bring some things with me.
Right.
To make sure that I'm nourishing myself, because
right,
you know, my brother had this idea. Oh, well, we want to stay in, but they tend to order out a lot, and,
right,
and it can be really good food, but it's still food that I really don't need to be eating.
Right.
Even if it's vegetarian, which means just, you know, no meat, but it could just be a bunch of breads.
Absolutely.
Breads and cheeses, you know, or whatever.
You'd be like, better off eating the meat.
Right, right.
Depending, you know, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm feeling it, because I'm definitely literally feeling it, and looking at, you know, my choices the last week or so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I haven't really been supporting myself, and I know that these foods, as delicious as they are, leave my body more acidic, and this is a result.
Mm.
And you know, so all these little things, I sent a text to my acupuncturist, and you know, I was trying to show her pictures of what was going on, and she hasn't responded back. I mean, there's probably a few things, but there's a part of me that thinks it's because she knows and I know that I have chosen to eat some stuff that I don't need to be eating if I'm saying I want to heal. So
right,
it's not like she can, you know, she can do another session, but it's not going to change if I am not going to make those changes and make it last, or make it, you know, see it
right
through to
right,
whatever, whenever my gut health
I
is at a certain point. So,
right.
Like, all right. So I haven't, you know, pestered her again. I haven't been like, hey, you didn't respond back. You know?
Right.
Okay. I have to take my own, you know, responsibility. I have to be accountable. And so
right,
I'm not going to continue to ask for the same things when I'm just doing the same thing as well. I'm not really following through, or I've dropped the ball. You know, it's just, you know, these are just the types of things that happen. Like if you've gotten burned before by touching a stove and you think, well, maybe this time,
right.
Maybe this time I'll just touch the stove just a little bit, you know.
Right. Right.
It's the same result. So I get it. So you saying
right,
that, I'm like, yeah, because even this week I got, you know, I got massage, I got an adjustment,
right,
and
yeah,
I felt pretty good, but my hands were still like, yeah. You know, this is internal. This is stuff that it's going to take some time. It's because
that's right,
know, you've built it up over all this time. And so now
right,
things are happening a little quicker in terms of a response. Like, you're going to know. You're going to know if you had some bread in there. You're going to know
right,
if you had too much sugar.
Right.
Because your hands will be itching.
Right.
Your hands will not be happy with you at all. The skin is not going to be happy with you. So
right,
that's sort of the situation. And yeah, so I've got my plans for later today to go shopping, grocery shopping. So I'll have some things that I can eat and I can share as well. But
right, of course.
Yeah, I'm like, I may have to pack up that juicer so I can have my celery juice in the morning. I wasn't going to, but I'm like, no, maybe I should.
How long are you going to be gone for?
Just 2 nights and 3 days. So because
yeah,
we're leaving tomorrow. So
mm-hmm,
I mean, I can go like a day without it, but like I did 2 days without it earlier, and I'm like, ooh, no.
Yeah,
no.
I have not worked up to 7 days, 7 days a week. I average about 3 or 4, and that's pretty much what I can manage.
Mm-hmm.
I think if I was living alone. That'd be a lot more self-care going on. There was one day I was trying to watch a 42-minute episode of something. I was interrupted so many times by my kids and everything. It took 5 hours. 5 hours. I was like, let me press pause. Oh, somebody's calling me. Oh, let me press pause. Ma, let me press pause. Let me press pause. 5 hours to get through one stupid 42-minute episodic of something that on Netflix or whatever the hell. I don't even remember. Couldn't tell you. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? So there's always something going on. You know, oh, the light bulb needs to be changed. Oh, the Wi-Fi is out. My brother and I are going to kill each other. Whatever. Yay.
Little things.
Little things.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Lord help me, Jesus. Yeah, 5 hours. That ain't right. Yeah, so I think if I was living alone, I'd be probably doing at least 5 out of 7 days. The fact that I can eke out 2 or 3 days out of seven is pretty good. But I've gotten much better that I always have I would say the majority of the time I have at least a couple of bunches of celery on deck. It's just a matter of prepping it and putting it in the juicer and cleaning up, and all. It ends up being complicated because I live with these two heathens and they're always cock blocking my life, but whatever. So anyway.
but tell me how you really feel.
I know. You know what, Elisa, you should do your own show because that Liz, I don't know. I can't listen to that. Can't listen to her. Nope.
Ugh. Oh, boy.
Why does she talk like that? But she can pull a message. No, bitch. Anyway.
Well, maybe that's we should pull a message.
Oh, yeah,
maybe. We should.
Maybe we should.
Maybe we
Why
should.
Not? Why not? Let me just load up this. You know, and I'm sorry. I just think that our personalities are maybe people will disagree, are very complementary.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what makes this show work. But, you know, what do I know? What do I know? Okay.
Oh my God.
Girl.
I maybe won't use, you know, the cock blocking my life quote as our tweet, but maybe I will. I don't know. Maybe I will.
I mean, not literally, but, you know. Anyway. Sometimes. Anyway. Okay. Oh, my God. I am standing by.
All right. Let's play some music. Good Lord.
Play some music, girl. Interesting, because the number is 2 digits, very rare, and the number is 79.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the message that you picked for all of us. Thank you. Practice the art of restraint. Feel the difference when you don't critique and judge others, as love has the opportunity to flourish and inspire.
Mm.
So don't judge me, people. Okay. Even the message said it. Get her off the show. Okay. Maybe Anna could be like a permanent fill-in. Okay. Stop. Practice the art of restraint. Feel the difference when you don't critique and judge others, as love has the opportunity to flourish and inspire. 79.
Well, we have the 7 and the 9.
Yes.
And that makes 79.
Yes, and that's our show. Bye.
And that's our show.
That's
79
it.
Was a good year. It was a good year, actually, if I can remember for the most part.
Yeah, you were like 10, 8, 9. You were like 8.
Nah, I was like
You were 8. 9, sorry. You were 9.
So, these are the two spiritual numbers in numerology, the 7 and the 9. And the 7 adds to this mystical quality, but it, what in that message, it has to do with discernment. It has to do with picking and choosing, and having that perspective of wisdom. It's like, okay, I'm gonna not say anything here. And then the nine is about just letting things flow as they need to and letting it unfold. And so if the seven is saying, let's be discerning, the nine is saying, let's take a bird's eye view of this.
Right.
Let's really take a step back and let's really look at what's going on in the bigger picture, because there's a lot of things that we just don't know. And we're not going to know until it comes up. So we try to not only just take a bird's eye view, but a bigger approach, in that you're not going to know everything. You, even what you see isn't all of what you know, isn't all of what's really there. So you do not want to assume anything, and you don't want to just say, oh, well, you know, I've seen it before, because there's a lot that can be said for wisdom and experience. But if you're jaded, or if you're just like, ah, I've seen it all before, but you don't really see this situation in front of you, then
right.
you've lost out. Like, that's the wisdom is for something else. It's for something, you know, it's for you. It's not for what you think is for other people.
Right.
It's for you. So I like the message. I think, especially since we seem to be in this limbo state right now.
Right.
I would say, because I see it, you know, on Instagram and Facebook, on, you know, my friends who are just, you know, praying for something different. And I see it when I'm at my brother's house, because he always watches the news. You know, he's got it on. Mm-hmm. If it's not on his phone, it's, you know, it's just kind of on low in the background. He's got CNN on because he wants to know. He wants to know what's
right.
happening.
Of course.
What feel like.
Of course.
And I'm someone, I mean, of course I want to know, but I'm not, I've
Girl.
Never been that way where I'm like, I gotta know. I'm like, oh, I'll find out about it soon enough.
We're going to find
out
on a need to know basis.
Right. So given that, you know, that scenario, and given this message, you know, your life is going to continue going on, whether or not someone's in the White House, you know?
Right.
We somehow made it through 4 years. Not that I would want to go through another four.
Right.
Not on the same path, but
same energy, right.
But if that's what's going to happen, then, you know, I'll make my adjustments. However, I'm also not going to be, you know, fretting to the degree that I know other people are about what's going to happen, you know?
No, we can't.
Because your life has to move on, and you, regardless of whether it's a sunshiny day or a rainy day, you're going to have to still do your job. You still have to do what you need to do. So,
right.
But I get it, because I get that there's a lot of anger.
Right.
There's been a lot of anger bubbling up, and
right.
it manifests itself in different ways.
Right.
So, you know, it's, I'm trying to justify, well, it's healthy to show your anger. I mean, you have to feel that, and people are feeling it. So it's
yeah.
just a matter of, well, then what kind of world are you creating
right
away in response to something that you had, you know, as much control over as anything else,
mm-hmm.
but what, how much control does it have over you?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes, well said.
Yeah. So, an interesting message to come up,
mm-hmm.
and you know, I mean I know how I voted, and I know how I'm hoping things how things turn out, and I think I've seen this on a lot of people's comments and you know, memes and whatnot. Regardless, you know, even if, say, it goes Biden's way, we still have a lot of work to do. We still have so much work to do.
Yeah, the fact that it's this close shows,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it really is so archetypal. I mean, talk about yin and yang.
Mm-hmm.
you know, light and dark, the shadow, whatever you want to call it. Like, it kind of makes perfect sense in a way that it is this close. And America needs to check herself. Check yourself, bitch. You know, like, this is, who are we to be so arrogant? And what the rest of the world has known forever, we're not all that.
Right.
So stop it. Fascinating.
Yeah.
There's so much more to the world than this country. So much more. You know, you're a world traveler.
Mm-hmm.
So much more. Now, what I want to, and you have certainly seen way more of this. I've seen a tiny little, you've seen way more of third world strife, poverty. I've seen some in Latin America, certainly, when I've gone there. I've been going there my whole life. Are you grateful to be an American? I still am.
Yes.
Would I have wanted to be raised and have my education elsewhere? No. Am I proud to be an American? Not. I don't know if I'd say proud. Am I grateful to have benefited from having the infrastructure that this company has provided, this country has provided to myself and my family? Absolutely. But we're not all that. So it's like a global check-in. Yeah. Put things more into perspective. There are great, and now with technology, there are great things happening all over the world. There's much more access where you don't have to come to America to make, you can.
Right.
You know. Now the deals might happen here. So God bless America. But you could be anywhere. And that's beautiful because then again, there's more access to opportunity, and that's important.
Well, and I think that you know, the United States as a concept still inspires other countries, and I think we could take some inspiration from other countries who have overcome a lot of the stuff that we're dealing with now.
That's right.
You know,
that's
or at least maybe not overcome it completely, but they're at least addressing it.
Yep.
And
right.
You know, I mean, you can go anywhere, any of these established, you know, say first world countries, and you know, there's the same stuff. It's all, you know, there's first prejudice, and there's there's corruption, and there's greed. So handling, managing different types of personalities or different types of cultures in this particular, you know, in our country, you know, that's always been an issue.
Right.
But yeah, I would say, you know, we were sold a dream, the American dream. And I think we are starting to see how that was some really good advertising.
That's all it was.
Yeah.
Yep. There you go. God bless America. So when we come back on, we'll know for sure. But, you know, I'm feeling slightly less anxious, you know, today than yesterday and the day before. So we'll see.
Right.
So So and that's good. And that's good. That, you know, it's going to be close, but let's see how it all plays out. So if you guys need to get a hold of us, you can send an email to loablend@gmail.com. And we're scheduled to be back on the air this coming Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Stay safe. Take care of each other. And as always, let the light do the work and to brighter days ahead. Take care, everybody. Love you.
Love you all. Bye.
Bye.
Tell me something good. Tell me that you like.